Tom and I are on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how much better were your practices this week with a little routine of playing games again?
Well, it's the first time where we've actually had back-to-back weekends, so it was nice to get into a little bit of a rhythm, Schulze.
Your offense averaging 2 goals a game, which isn't bad. It isn't great, but it isn't bad. Unfortunately, all 6 of those came in one game. What does your offense need to be a little more consistent?
We need to be more consistent. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, Schulze, it's too small. Again, I don't want to get old with the too small of a sample size, but it's too small of a sample size right now. But offense is hard in hockey. It's really hard. And you need a little puck luck. You got to manufacture offense, but you just want to get into a little bit of a rhythm and a little bit of a routine. And it just is what it is right now. I can't put a finger on anything. I mean, you get 6-1 game and you get 2 goose eggs. That, you know, one goose egg a year maybe, but not two in 3 games. So, no reason to panic right now. But obviously, we understand that we need to put more on the board.
Defensively, your lineup doesn't look anything today like it did last weekend because of a couple of injuries. What do you need from that group of 7 that is in the lineup tonight?
Well, we're in a group of 6, to be honest with you. We only got 6D suiting up, and there's a lot of pressure on them when your top 2 defensemen are out. There's no question about that, and you got your offensive defenseman, and you got your number 1 defensive defenseman. So both sides of the coin right there, and they're our first pair. But somebody else is going to have to step up, and we feel we've got a pretty good core.
Tech scored off the goal off of faceoffs a couple of times last weekend. In the postgame, you said they were teachable moments. Was it one breakdown on all of them, or was it multiple things?
Well, it was easy. It's easy stuff, but you still don't want to get burned on them. But the bottom line was we all have coverages when you lose a faceoff and when you win a faceoff, and there were just 2 missed assignments. But so you hope that the pain's minimized right now. But you never know; it's going to happen again. You just don't want it to be you don't want it to be a situation where you're going to lose the game because of it.
On the 4-on-4 in particular, it looked like both guys went after the same guy and nobody matched up with the centerman after the faceoff. But what changes in a 4-on-4 situation for those defensemen?
Well, what we do, Schulze, and I feel bad we didn't go over it, but it's obviously something from the year before and the year before that we do. But if we lose a faceoff on a 4-on-4, we keep our centerman on our center. We keep center on center, and we actually have our wall defenseman who's unoccupied at that particular time. We have him go out to the point, and then we got our inside defenseman play on their wing, and then our outside winger just go to their point. So really, it's man-on-man coverage right there. So we had 2 guys go to the point, and we vacated our centerman, and that's what happened. Some teams, they'll have their centerman go, and then they'll have their wall defenseman take the centerman. We don't want to do that just in case there's our centerman falls or there's a battle for a loose puck, then he's going to be late to the point. So we just always go with our wall D.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to the Mavericks. From your point of view, Tom, what makes the matchup of Mike Hastings and Todd Canott work so well? And you know both of those guys really, really well.
They're good coaches and they got good players. I mean, it's as simple as that.
There's no doubt both of these programs were going to the national tournament last year. That has to help both programs with recruiting. I'm sure you recruit a lot of the same players. They win some of them. You win some of them. These two programs, with their history and everything, they're kind of mirror images of each other, aren't they?
Yeah, we have similarities, but we also have, I think there's a little bit, our business models are a little different. We operate a little differently, but there's some similarities as well.
They haven't played in a couple of weeks. I didn't get to watch their series with Tech. Who stood out from the Mavericks in your mind that weekend?
Well, I just look at their team. They've got 6 senior forwards. They're old up front. They're very good in net, as with McKay. They got a